Committee now will hold testimony on House Bill 1071. Are there any proponents? Representative Brown.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that I pitch this bill from my seat on the committee's section rather than going down to the regular testimony.
Permission granted, sir.
House Bill 1071 was asked by the abstractors of the state to clarify and update a lien that would eliminate county poor liens, and those are liens for medical care, burial, etc., from the present statute, which is July 1st of 1937. This would create a law that all liens for those purposes after 1975 would then be terminated and not would be no longer enforceable by the counties. The reason for this was because the abstractors have to go back all through the county records to check all the people involved in any property that they're checking out clear back to 1937. When this bill was proposed, I took the liberty to go to the auditor of Falk County and go back and check the those people who had county poor liens to Falk County back to 1937, and I found out that most of them were dead, and so therefore it's pretty hard to collect those obligations of that time. All this would do would be revise the statute from July 1st of 1937, moving it up to July 1st of 75, making it easier for the abstractors to do their work in abstracting property. So I'm asking for a due pass on this bill 1071.
Thank you, Representative Brown. Any questions of Representative Brown? Okay, thank you. Are there any further proponents of House Bill 1071? Hearing none, are there any opponents? Mr. Howard, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
We wish to welcome you to the best House Judiciary Committee in the nation.
I totally agree.
Thank
it's
you.
The best. I'm Dick Howard with South Dakota Association of County Commissioners, and I'm here to oppose this bill for a couple of reasons. First of all, county commissioners already have the authority to terminate any uncollectible liens by resolution. They can do that at any time they determine it's not collectible. Secondly, it's conceivable. I don't know how often this would occur, but it could reduce the revenues the county would collect because they do collect on some of these older liens as the property is transferred. And as Jarvis said, a lot of people have already died, but that's when a lot of the liens are paid off, is when the property is transferred at that point. I think that I mean, 1937, I agree. The bill was passed in 1987, which is 14 years ago, that terminated all liens for the 50 years prior to that time, back to 1937. And I agree that going back to 1937 now is probably not realistic. But going back to 1975 might not be, or terminating all liens before 1975 might not be going back far enough. There are a number of reasons why 30 years may be a more reasonable time, which would be 1970 instead of 1975. There are a number of counties that currently write off this type of lien after 30 years. There are a lot of them don't. And probably you have a former auditor on your committee here who probably can give you true experience from her county, but probably few liens are collected after they're more than 30 years old. 30 years is a common length of period for a mortgage on property. So if the committee determines that this should be approved, I would propose that you consider going back to 1970 rather than 1975. And I'd be happy to try to answer any questions.
Any questions, Mr. Howard? Representative Brown?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Howard, are you putting that is to an amendment to this particular bill?
Can I make amendments now? I would propose that you would amend it to read that way. Yes.
Any further questions of Mr. Howard? Representative Siever.
Hi, Mr. Howard. Representative Brown had mentioned that he went back to the records, and there's lots of people have liens that are dead. What procedures does the county use to take those people off other than a statutory 1937? Why would you keep people on there deceased?
Well, I mean, sometimes the liens are paid by descendants of the person who the lien was held upon. And I mean, as I said, often that they're not paid until the property is transferred from the family to someone else. The way counties do it is, I think, on some periodic basis, like annually or something, they go back and look at all their liens and make a determination whether or not they're collectible. And in a lot of cases, if the person has passed away, they're determined to be non-collectible, and they write them off by resolution.
Representative Monroe.
Mr. Howard, thanks for thinking, Mr. Chairman. So that means if they take a lot of vitamins and they're still alive, they got it made now?
Well,
it's canceled out?
I mean, that's the other concern, is that people could avoid paying their liens off under the anticipation that some place down the road they would be forgiven, and so they're automatically terminated. So that's
thank you. Representative Bartling.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Howard, do you have record of how many counties actively pursue lien collection?
Well, I hope they all do. I think that I don't know how you define actively. I mean, it is a responsibility that I think all commissions take seriously, and they do review them at some set periods, but I don't know how actively that is.
Proceed, sir. Yep. Thank you. Just as a comment to the committee, finally a bill that I can address with some knowledge. Thank you. In our county, I do agree that 1937 is probably an antiquated date, simply for most liens. However, from my home county, that county does actively pursue lien collection by sending out statements on a quarterly basis. And prior to my leaving that office, the county did receive approximately $10,000 lien collection from an individual that was housed at the Human Services facility for many numbers of years, dating back to 1950. So I think there are opportunities for lien collection, but yet I think the Board of County Commissioners certainly have jurisdiction to release liens whenever they see fit. Thank you.
You're welcome, Bob. Further questions? Representative Brown?
Thank you, Chairman. My question to you, Mr. Howard, it's my experience and many, many years of being state's attorney that the county commissioners sometimes don't actively, and many of them don't actively, make an attempt to collect these bills. And I would, my position there is that if we go to the present, your amendment, that there's ample time to collect those bills if they go out and do it. And I may state that I believe your amendment is a friendly one to the sponsor. One reason is because of the fact that you can't foreclose on these liens when there's a spouse living in the residence. But I believe, as in most cases where we have curative statutes on statutes of limitation, that if you feel that 1970 is the date that should be cut off, I have no opposition to that, and would certainly consider that a friendly amendment.
Further questions of Mr. Howard? Representative Jensen.
Thank you. Really, just a suggestion here. Would it make more sense? I would appreciate both of you to comment on this. Would it make more sense to make that a ongoing number rather than to set a specific date? In other words, if we could come up with 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, would that be a better way to address this rather than to have to come back and say, well, let's move it up another in 5 years to move it up to another date? Couldn't we make that a living number there that would continue on? Just a suggestion. I would think that would work maybe a little better than having to continually update this.
Mr. Chairman, I mean, it could certainly be done that way, that they would be terminated as a matter of course after a certain year, certain time period. I guess if you would see fit, I propose that if you're going to adopt this, that you do it for a year certain this time, and let the county commissioners, check to see how many of them are actively collecting these back liens, and maybe give them a little warning that they better start collecting them more prudently, and then if get some sort of a measure of how much revenue each county might be looking at losing, and then at some point if it looks like the counties are actively pursuing them, they wouldn't be losing a lot of revenue, then go to something like automatic.
Representative Jensen.
Maybe we could table it and get something going here. If you've got an ongoing date, I think it would drive your county commissioners to every year realize that this deadline is coming up as a new year comes into play. And so as an automatic order of business, maybe, it would make good business sense to take a look at those liens that may be before that and work that number a little better, because I'm sure there are some, Julie, that aren't as active as your county is, and I would like to see something on an ongoing basis there, but whatever.
Representative Brown.
I believe, Mr. Howard, that probably you are correct that have a date certain at this time, and if it's 1970, that is permissible with me, but I believe that if you have a date certain, then the county commissioners might get around to start some action collecting these bills. Now, we have a great retired auditor who does it, but I'm afraid that in many small areas, they just don't do it. And I believe if we leave it at 1970, at this time, it might be a date certain that these county commissioners would look at.
Further questions of Mr. Howard? Hearing none, are there any further opponents to House Bill 1071? Any further opponents? Hearing none, testimony in the hearing will close for committee action and deliberation. Representative Siebert.
Excuse me. Change the 1975 to 1970.
Representative Siebert moves on line 5 to change 1975 to 1970. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Brown. Is there a discussion on that amendment? Representative Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jarvis, now 30 years is enough, right? When it's 30 years, that's good enough. Or is there going to be another 2 or 3 years of court cases before it's settled? So you should go back to 65 or something like that. I mean, what I'm saying is, hey, don't start laughing at me. You're the lawyers here. it's okay if he laughs. What I'm saying is that 30 years after, let's say 30 years goes by and this expires. Okay, before that can be settled, though, is there another year or two of court cases, filings and everything else that's going to drag it out another 2 years so they... Do you know what I'm saying? They're still...
To answer your question, no, I think when that time terminates, it's done.
Then you're... Okay.
Further discussion on the amendment? Further discussion? Hearing none? Yes, Representative Hennings.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Bartling, tell us what you think about this thing, would you please?
Well, I think if Mr. Howard can speak quite gracefully for the Association of County Commissioners, and if he feels that a 1970 is fine. I guess I was fortunate to work for a county that did want to pursue collection of liens. There was no interest charged on them, and it was something that was worked out with the county commissioners and the elective officers there. I do realize, however, there are counties that don't pursue, and perhaps those counties never will pursue, simply because of the amount of work it probably will take to begin active pursuit of that. However, I don't have a problem with the proposal to limit it at back to 30 years. I think it will make it much easier, as Representative Brown has stated, for the abstract companies to pursue and do their work.
Representative Bartling, would it be fair to say it would be more difficult to have a rolling date for auditors? Representative Jensen's idea of a certain amount of time per lien, would that make it more difficult for collection and ascertaining the time frames for collection or execution on a lien?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I think it would be difficult simply because you will have turnover in auditors from term to term possibly, and if someone is not kept up on that routinely, it could be a difficult. I personally would like to see that, you know, this be addressed every so often. You know, maybe it shouldn't take 40 years to address it again, but
thank you very much. Representative McCauley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I speak in support of the bill. I just want to point out to the committee that this does not cut off any county aid liens that will be filed today or tomorrow in the future. It just goes back in time, and if it was filed prior to 1970, it's no longer valid. I mean, I wasn't even born in 1970, and if the county has taken that long not to collect the lien, I think they're going to lose it. And so I think this should be the policy of this body to cause these counties to enforce these and look at it. And by bumping it from 37 to 1970, I think we're doing that. Thank you.
Chair rules that your age is irrelevant. Question before the committee is the amendment. Hearing no further discussion, all those in favor of the amendment, does anybody wish to have the amendment reread? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. It is amended. Chair will entertain further action.
Chairman, move do pass.
Motion by Representative Monroe, do pass 1071 as amended. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Representative McCauley. Further discussions on the do pass as amended motion on House Bill 1071. Hearing none, all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Bartling?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Hennies?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Madsen?
Aye.
McCauley?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Noctegal?
Aye.
Siebert?
Aye.
Michaels?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
House Bill 1071, having received a majority vote of the members elect of the House Judiciary Committee, is declared passed. Representative Bartling, would you carry that to caucus, please? Thank you. And obviously, Representative Brown.
Chairman, I move consent on that.
It was amended, sir.